Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Lebracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana. The following shir has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Yud. The Gemara here in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud on the Beis brings the statement of Rav Elozer Rav Tzolik. Tanya Rav Elozer Rav Tzolik Oimer, Im Loi Nira Bizmanoi, if the moon was not seen this manoi. Then usually the halacha is when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh that it's possible to see the new moon on the night of the 30th day of the month. Then the Eidim come. The Eidim come the next morning and say, tell the Bezdin that they saw the moon. And then Bezdin, based on their testimonies, Mekadosh HaChodesh decides that the 30th day is in actuality the first day of the next month. What happens if it was Loi Nira Bizmanoi? So the Edom were not able to come. The Edom didn't come, and the 30th day passed, and Bezdin did not decide that that day is Rosh Chodesh. Then, so you would think that on the 31st day, we wait for Edom. Edom would come, and Bezdin would be Mekadosh HaChodesh on day number 31. However, Rav Elozer Rav Tzadik says, no, Ein Mekadosh and Oisai. If they were not Mekadosh HaChodesh on day number 30, Ein Mekadosh and Oisai. Bezdin is not Mekadosh HaChodesh. They do not proclaim that day is Rosh Chodesh on day number 31. Why? Shekvar kidshuhu b'shamayim. Because already in Shamayim they were Mekadosh HaChodesh. Therefore, Rav Elozer Rav Tzadik says a rule that the principle of Kiddush HaChodesh applies only on the 30th day of the month and not when Rosh Chodesh will be on the 31st day of the month. And in fact, this is the way that the Rambam Paskins like this Shita in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perik Beis, Halacha Ches. So, according to this opinion, based on the statement of Elozer Rav Tzadik, it would seem that if the Eidim would not come on day number 30, then it would turn into day number 31, the month will be automatically Niskadish on its own, because in Shemayim they're Mekadosh HaChodesh. So even if Bezdin does nothing, as soon as day 30 passes and day 31 begins, day 31 is automatically the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and the new month automatically starts on that day. Now there's a well-known Chedushei HaRitva in Chulin on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Ritva says that if Bezdin is, for whatever reason, is not Mekadosh HaChodesh, Bezdin, they weren't able to be Mekadosh HaChodesh, or they were negligent and they were not Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh, says the Ritva that the Chodesh, the month, is not automatically Miskadosh on its own. If on day 30 or day 31, Bezdin is not Mekadosh HaChodesh, then there's no Rosh Chodesh, and instead the month continues to day number 32, day number 33, day number 34. Without the intervention of Bezdin, there will not be any Rosh Chodesh. That is what the Ritva says in Chulin Lafkav Beis and Beis. And truthfully, that also seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Asei Kufnam Gimel, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, so the Rambam says over there that it is imperative that there always remain some Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. Even today. Why? Says the Rambam, since there is the concept that Bezdin must be Mekadosh HaChodesh, and the Rambam over there explains that this rule that Bezdin is Mekadosh HaChodesh must take place in Eretz Yisrael. He says that there is a necessity that there should be a yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. There should be people living in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam, if there would not be Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael, then says the Rambam, all the Yom Tovim would be bottled. Why would the Yom Tovim be bottled? Because since there's no Jewish settlement in Eretz Yisrael, they will not be able to be Mikadosh Rosh Chodesh. And if they won't be Mikadosh Rosh Chodesh, the new month will not automatically start on its own. So the implication of the Rambam is that the Rambam agrees with the Ritva that if there is Beis Din does not actively Mikadosh the Chodesh, either on the day number 30 or day number 31, the new month will not automatically start on its own. So from the Rambam and the Ritva, we have a tremendous question. Because our Gemara seems to say not like that. The statement of Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik is that Kvar Gitshuva Shemayim, that Bezdin, even if Bezdin is not Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30, it will become automatically Miskadosh on day number 31. So how can now, in the Ritva we might say, maybe the Ritva over there is not going in the opinion of Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. Maybe the Ritva holds we don't pass like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. But since we mentioned before that the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh does say that the Halach is like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik, so then we would have a contradiction in the Rambam. How could the Rambam say for our mitzvahs that if there's no bezin between Mikadosh HaChodesh, the month will not automatically become Miskadosh and begin? So, truthfully, when we want to understand the statement of Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. Again, Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik says, if they were not Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30 in the right time, then Bezdin's not Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 31, Shekvar Kitshu Vashamayim. It's already Kodesh Vashamayim. What does this mean, Shekvar Kitshu Vashamayim? So we find a number of different explanations in the Rishonim. Rashi over here says, Shekvar Kitshu Vashamayim, Bezdin Shalamayla Me'esmo. Ideally, he says, we were supposed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30. But if we were not Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30, there's no need for Bezdin to be Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 31, because on day number 31, in Shemayim, they were already Mekadosh the Chodesh, Zok Rashi, Me'esmo the previous day. Now, this Rashi is very difficult to understand at face value. Because if the Bezdin was not Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30, the halacha is that it does not automatically become Kodesh. Day number 30 does not become Rish Chodesh. If no Eidim come and Bezdin is not Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30, then that month, the day number 30 is really the last day of the previous month. And that means that Rish Chodesh will not be on day number 30, the Rish Chodesh will be the next day. The next day will be the first day of the new month. So how can Rashi say that in Shemayim they are Mekadosh the Chodesh yesterday? That means in Shemayim they are Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30, which would mean that really day number 30 should be Kodesh, which cannot be. If that's clear, that's clear that if Bezdin is not Mekadosh Chodesh on day number 30, instead, day number 31 will be the first day of Rosh Chodesh and not day number 30. So how are we going to explain Rashi? So, Al Karchach, we don't have any other explanation. You need to say in Rashi that Rashi doesn't mean that day number 30 in actuality becomes Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, Rashi has to agree that Rosh Chodesh will be day number 31 and not day number 30. However, what Rashi means to say, that at the last moment, the last second, when day number 30 ends, and there are no Eidim in sight, and Bezdin is not going to Mekadosh the Chodesh, at that second that day number 30 ends and day number 31 begins, immediately the Chodesh is Miskadosh. At that point in time, that is when Bezdin is Shemayim. In Shemayim there are Mekadosh the Chodesh, and therefore the new month begins immediately on its own on the beginning of day number 31. Which means to say that really Bezdin, we were waiting for Bezdin. Bezdin was supposed to be Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 30. However, the Eidim did not come. Since they didn't come, so long as it's possible to wait for the Eidim might show up, Bezdin might be Mekadosh the Chodesh, so then they know that in Shemayim they're not Mekadosh the Chodesh. But as soon as it's clear that the day is over and it's not possible to be Mekadosh the Chodesh anymore, so then that is when Shemayim is Mekadosh the Chodesh, and therefore they're Mekadosh the Chodesh on day number 31. Tosfos over here, on this daf, brings a yesh meforshim. It says a different pshat. What does it mean? Shekvar kidshu b'ashamayim. Tosfos says yesh meforshim. The bezin shel mayla mikadshin oisa le'olam b'shas hamoled. Tosfos says that when we say that the bezin shel mayla and shemayim there mikadosh lechodesh, it does not mean like Rashi said that bezin is mikadosh lechodesh me'esmel as soon as the day is over, as soon as day number 30 ends and day number 31 begins. Tosfos says what this means is bezin is mekadosh the chodesh at the time of the moilad. Now the time of the moilad is time in when the sun and the moon are lined up, and the moon completes its revolution around the earth, and it's lined up in a straight line. The earth is the moon is directly in between the sun and the earth. In which case, it's not possible to see the moon because the light that's reflected off of the moon is not visible on earth. And then afterwards the moon begins, and it's possible after a couple of hours to see the new moon, and that is the new moon that the Eidim come and testify they saw, that will cause the Bezdin to decide that day is Rosh Chodesh. Now, when Tosfos says that the in Shemayim there Mikadosh the Chodesh on the time of the Moilad, what does he mean? When exactly was the time of the Moilad in this month? Now, we're talking about a month. We're talking about a situation where the Eidim did not come on day number 30. Now, when we talk about the Eidim not coming on day number 30, there's two possibilities why Eidim did not come to testify. And Bezdin is not Mekadosh Chodesh on day number 30. The first possibility was that really the Moilad was on day number 30. And the new moon was really visible on day 30. However, for some reason, maybe it was cloudy, maybe nobody was outside looking for the moon, maybe they were distracted, maybe they saw the moon, maybe Adam saw the moon, but they weren't able to come testify to Bezdin. So even though, technically speaking, day number 30 should be Rosh Chodesh, because astronomically, the Moilad occurred on day number 30 and the moon is visible on day 30, but for whatever various reasons, Adam never showed up. And then we'll say that, and this is the situation where Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadik is saying that since the Eidim don't show up, we make day number 31 Rosh Chodesh. The second possibility is that the reason the Eidim didn't come on day number 30 was because it was physically impossible to see the moon on day 30. And some months, the Moilad is late. The Moilad is not on day 30, the Moilad is on day 31. And it's not possible to see the moon on day 30. It's only possible to see the moon on day 31. The reason the Eidim didn't come on day 30 was because there was no Eidim. It was impossible to see the moon on day 30. Now, which one of these cases is Tosfos talking about? It's clear that Tosfos is talking about the second situation. Because if the case was that the Moilad was on day number 30, and the moon was visible, or was theoretically visible, but the Eidim never showed up, so Bezdin was never Mekadosh L'Chodesh, how can Tosfos say that Kitshuva Shemayim means that Bezdin was Mekadosh L'Chodesh at the time of the Moilad? What do you mean? The time of the Moilad was on day 30. And we mentioned earlier, when the Eidim don't come on day 30, Bezdin Shemayim is not Mekadosh L'Chodesh on day 30, they make day 31 Kodesh. Day number 31 is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and not day 30. So obviously Tosfos means to say that Bezdin Shemayim is Mekadosh L'Chodesh on day number 31 at the time of the Moilad. That means the Moilad was on day number 31. So what comes out over here is we have a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, at least the Yesh Beforshim in Tosfos, to what case, what scenario was Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik discussing? Rashi says clearly, the way we understood Rashi says that it was possible for Eidim to come. Bezdin waited for Eidim to come, but they never showed up. So as soon as day number 30 ends, we say Kitshuba Shemayim, and now the next day becomes Rosh Chodesh. However, Tosfos does not learn like that. Tosfos does not learn that what the scenario was, that it was possible for Eidim to come, it was possible to see the moon on day 30, but the Eidim never showed. The case was that it was not possible to see the moon on day 30. The case of Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik is, Karkichuba Shamayim is in a scenario where it was not possible to see the moon on day 30. So, based on this, what would Tosfos hold in that scenario of Rashi? What would the Yesh Mefarshim hold if the Moilad were to be on day 30 and the moon were visible on day 30, but for whatever reason Eidim did not come, and therefore for that reason Bezdin was not Mekadosh L'Chodesh? According to the way we've understood Tosfos, there is absolutely no proof from the Gemara that in such a case, Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik would still say, Farkachu Vashamayim. According to Tosis, Farkachu Vashamayim means that when the Moilid is on day number 31, in such a scenario, then Yibezdin Shalmata, Bezdin down here, does not have to be Kaddish to Chodesh because it's automatically Mikudesh at the time of the Moilad in Shemayim. But when the Moilad was on day 30, then that's when the mitzvah is given to Bezdin. Bezdin has a mitzvah to be Kaddish Chodesh on day 30. If they don't do it on day 30 because the Eidim didn't come, then it's quite possible that the Yesh Mefarshim and Tosis will agree that there is no Kvar Ketshuba Shemayim. Because we see there's no Ketshuba Shemayim on day 30 because we're waiting for Bezdin Shalmata to be Mekaddish to Chodesh, to take care of it and establish the Seirish Chodesh. So there it's up to Bezdin Shalmata. If it's up to Bezdin Shalmata, then quite possibly the halacha will be that even according to the blood of Reb Tzadik, if the Eidim do not come on day 30, it will be necessary for Bezdin Shalmata, Bezdin here, to be Mekadosh to Chodesh on day number 31. If that's the case, then we can understand the opinion of the Ritva and the opinion of the Rambam, the way we said earlier. That the Ritva and the Rambam say, or the Rambam Ali seems to say, that if the Bezdin is not Mekadosh to Chodesh, it does not automatically, or Rosh Chodesh doesn't automatically start. What scenario are they talking about? It could be that they're only discussing a scenario where it was possible to see the moon on day 30 and the Eidim never came. So in such a case, Bezdin has to be Mekadosh the Chodesh even on, either on day 30 or on day 31 if they can't do it on day 30. However, the Ritva will agree according to what we're suggesting. The Ritva may agree to Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik's statement that if it's not possible to see the moon on day 30, it was only possible to see the moon on day 31, in such a case, a person will not necessarily require Bezdin. And if it will not necessarily require Bezdin, then it will become Kaddish and Mishkaddish will begin on its own.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.